This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. It's the season for giving, from presents to friends and family to charitable contributions. Our next guest is hoping you'll think about making a gift that can save a life and become an organ donor.
You may have checked the box on your driver's license application that registers you as an organ donor, but what does that really mean if the time comes when your organs might be used for someone in need?
Here to shed some light on the organ donation process is Dr. Tony D'Alessandro, Medical Director of the University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Program. He's also a transplant surgeon and a professor of surgery at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dr. D'Alessandro, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure to be with you this evening.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the organ and tissue donation program at the UW?
Yeah, the University of Wisconsin is one of the oldest transplant programs in the country. And this year, we actually celebrated our 50th anniversary.
Wow.
So we've been facilitating the gift of life for many years in Wisconsin and have a really strong record of donation and transplantation. But despite all of that, there are many people that still are waiting for these life-saving organs or tissue to enhance their lives. And we really, at this time of the year, really need to get that message out that in these, you know, settings, donation can be life-saving and life-altering for many, many people.
Can you talk about the kinds of waits people might have, people who are in, I imagine, desperate need of organ or tissue transplants?
That's correct. Currently, in the state of Wisconsin, there are about 2,400 people waiting for either heart, lung, liver, kidney, pancreas, even intestine in some of our pediatric recipients. In the United States, there's well over 120,000 people waiting, and every day, 22 people never get that chance at a new life, and they pass away on our waiting list. So that message about donation in our communities, locally, regionally, and nationally, really needs to get out there.
As a surgeon who would provide this life-saving service, I imagine it's got to be heartbreaking to see that happen, to know that potentially these people could be saved if the organs and tissue were out there for them.
That's so correct. We have patients who are desperate. Some patients are more ill than others and really can't wait, and sometimes that donation doesn't come in time to save their lives. And we see, I particularly see both sides. I work with the organ and tissue donation services, and so we see how selfless people are in these times when they're losing a loved one to donate. And in fact, Wisconsin has some of the highest organ donation rates in the country. And to give those families the opportunity of a legacy of their loved one living on is truly remarkable. And then to see on the other side of the transplantation, the full circle of life come around in that that person who was near death is actually living a full and productive life. And it's not just their life, it's the lives of everyone around them, their family, their friends, their husbands, wives, sisters, brothers. So there's a real ripple effect of organ donation that affects so many people.
You mentioned that Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of donation in the country. I imagine, though, it could be higher. For people listening, how can they make sure that if the time comes, that their organs and tissue can be donated?
Yes. Actually, Wisconsin has a registry. It's there are 3 million people in the state of Wisconsin who registered at DonateLifeWisconsin.org, where they've stated that they want to be an organ, tissue, and eye donor. And that's one of the highest rates in the country as well. Also at the Department of Motor Vehicles, they can sign up at the DMV. The registry is your consent for donation, whereas if you put the orange dot on, the organ and tissue donation services still has to request consent from the next of kin. The registry helps families so much when their loved one has signed up, knowing what their wishes were Those are difficult and trying times, and so making those decisions by being on the registry is really helpful to families making that decision.
All right, let me pin this down, make sure I get it. If I have the orange dot on my wallet, there's still something more I want to do. I want to get on this registry. How do I do that?
DonateLifeWisconsin.org.
And now I imagine, I mean, you say 3 million people, and that sounds like a big number of people, but when you need an organ for a patient, as I understand it can't just be anyone's organ. It's harder than we might think to find a match. Mm-hmm. What goes into making sure that it's the right match for the patient who needs it?
Right. There are a lot of different tests that we need to do on the donor, including blood type, including size. We need to do additional testing to make sure that they are compatible. And particularly with organs such as kidneys, many times people who are of the same ethnic background may match better. So our community spent a lot of time in our communities with our Hispanic Americans and our African American communities to kind of say, you know, we really, and they have, those groups have higher rates of disease and on the waiting list. So we really are working with all our diverse communities to increase donation in all those segments so that more people can be matched and more people can donate. One of the things that we do, about 30% of the transplants we do are living donor, not just deceased donors. So you can donate your kidney or a part of your liver to a friend, to a loved one, and the University of Wisconsin, over the years that we've been doing this, have mastered those techniques, and many lives are saved through the selfless act of live donation as well. So it's not just deceased donation, but live donation is a way that you can help someone in need as well.
Is there something like that registry for those live donations, or is that just kind of ad hoc?
There's not a registry for live donation, but many of those people are on the registry as well. But when you have a loved one in need of a kidney or a liver, and the waiting times are getting longer, or they're not tolerating dialysis because their kidneys have failed, our program will test potential donors. And as I said, we do approximately 100 living donor kidneys each year, and overall our total transplant program is about 400 to 450 transplants every year. But despite those numbers, there are many people still in need who can't get a transplant in time.
I imagine in the 50 years of the Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Program, there have been a lot of changes, a lot of developments. Is there any research or new developments that's just coming out now that has you excited?
Oh, absolutely. University of Wisconsin has always been very innovative and at the forefront of new techniques, particularly in two areas, organ preservation. We developed a solution that the rest of the world uses to preserve organs when they're recovered, making them last longer and function better. We've also been very instrumental in developing new anti-rejection or immunosuppressive medications. And the newest project that we are currently involved in is organ preservation again, but as opposed to using cold to preserve the organs until we implant them in the recipient, we now have techniques and machines where we perfuse warm blood through the organs and nutrients, and it's as though you have a live organ outside of the body. And this is a really new and exciting area. In fact, University of Wisconsin is the first transplant center in the U.S. to use that technique to preserve livers, and the initial results are very promising in terms of being able to use more livers that we can't use now and help more people in need.
Dr. D'Alessandro, as we wrap up, we mentioned at the outset, this is a season of giving. People are thinking about donations and generosity now. Do you want to leave us with a message to people around Wisconsin to get enrolled in that registry?
Right. DonateLifeWisconsin.org. Speak to your family. speak to them in regards to their wishes about what would happen in a tragic situation, and just so that you're aware. And think of others. It doesn't have to be someone related to you. It could be a stranger. We facilitate quite a number of non-directed or humanitarian donations every year. So at this time of year, and not just this time of year, but year-round, there are people in need, and I would urge people to go to the registry and sign up at DonateLifeWisconsin.org.
Dr. D'Alessandro, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Tony D'Alessandro, Medical Director of the University of Wisconsin Organ and Tissue Donation Program. He's also a transplant surgeon and professor of surgery at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Been talking about organ and tissue donation in Wisconsin.